Station Space, Slashdot Radio.
I have created Patrick Volkerding.
Not the Patrick Volkerding. Actually, it's a new Patrick Volkerding. But he's not entirely unlike the original. So
he's still slackerific.
I can talk about the sheer amount of new website submissions that come in every day. And
I've got a new website up at linuxhoser.com, dude.
How about biglinuxslut.com?
Jeff, you're mine. biglinuxslut.com. All right, well, we're recording.
All right, well,
so.
Oh, we're recording already?
Sure.
Okay.
And
thank God
we
for
go.
Editing. All right, this week.
This week is a very special week. Oh, we should do our introduction.
Nate had his closet.
It's special because Rob's
no.
Not here.
I'm Jeff Hemos Bates.
I'm Jonathan Cowboy Neil Botter.
I'm Rob Glenda Taco Mazda.
Oh, wait, no, I'm Nate Mixmaster Ostendorp, and Rob Commander Taco Malda
is on vacation
in Australia.
Or at least that's what we're saying officially.
Our lawyers have advised us not to make any sort of comments, but
there's only
three of you listening anyway, so.
Dead box in Jeff's basement, don't look there.
Rob is ill and unable to take his duties as Premier of the Soviet Union. Oh, wait.
Robert is currently under house arrest. No, Rob is actually on vacation. He and his girlfriend have been gone now for like 9 days. He hasn't sent any email at all.
Well, I got a couple forwards.
Well, yeah.
But that was like a week ago. Since then, who knows?
Well, he was at Linux Expo Australia, and then he did have access there. But then they were going on vacation. I think he was going to go test and see if Australia really has the world's most poisonous animals.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
He had a lot of tourniquet straps that he was going to put on and try to get specific parts of his body. We're making that up. That's not why Rob's body is swollen and carried in the backyard.
No. Definitely not.
Right.
Because he had the good tourniquet straps, the ones that were endorsed by Crocodile Dundee.
G'day, mate. I see you lost a limb. Maybe you could have a tourniquet.
And we'll put you in the back of my outback here and bring you down to the hospital. Oh, wait.
Watch out for the dingo.
Right. So anyway, we're here this week. We're going to talk about a variety of semi-interesting things and rant for a little bit. I'm not actually over-caffeinated. I think actually the exercise is starting to get to me and I like have more energy.
It's a little really?
Nate and I are going to the gym now. Well, Nate's been going to the gym. I've just started going to the
gym. I'm huge now. I'm like, Charles Atlas big.
Nate looks like he's wearing flesh-colored cybernetic body armor at all times, except there's less glowing diodes, which frankly is much less appealing. Over this weekend, we had a story, the MP3.com founder. He has been accused of domain squatting. And what's interesting is that if you do some Whois lookups, he actually has done a fair amount of domain squatting, including the thing that started it all is he took TalkCity.com, Talk-City.com, which TalkCity is, a fairly well-known online site. He also has stuff like AudioGrabber.com and things like that. Now, the interesting part is the guy who did AudioGrabber, he's a pretty mellow guy from Sweden. I've got some email about him. He asked for his domain back, and what the CEO said was, well, he'd give it back if he put a link to MP3.com in his software, because AudioGrabber is like one of the first CD rippers, I guess. So I think that's an interesting corporate tactic to get recognition.
Register other people's names in the domain and then try and use it to blackmail them into endorsing your site.
Excellent. So towards this end, we've used a random name generator, and we've reserved everything up to 22 characters that is left in the Whois database. We did this all on using pre-approved credit cards, $70 a pop. So, you know, we figure a year or so before the credit card companies will start to demand some money, and by that time, we're going to have locked up all of our funds, and we're going to move to Cuba.
And everyone who wants a domain name can have it, but then they have to redirect all their traffic to everything2.com.
Exactly. That's everything2.com, your destination.
A portal for the new millennium.
So we squatted all the good ones like linuxhoser.com and hotlinuxslut.com.
MP3 poop.
MP3 poop. That's charming, Nate. No, but I think it is interesting because, you know, some company, well, it's an interesting twist. Usually the companies are going out there, you know, trying to get Ajax.org, which was one of my favorite when Colgate tried to say that they had a trademark on Ajax. Colgate, the company that has been around since the Greek golden age. But now the CEOs of the companies are going out and being domain squatters themselves, which, well, you know, I welcome innovation in this marketplace.
It's the right to innovate.
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh.
We've got patent pending on that.
Jeff and I have continued our gaming spree.
And frankly, I'm disappointed that the entirety of Corona Server hasn't tried to shower us in
with
platinum
lips.
and high difficulty items. Remember, Corona Server, it's where you want to be, giving us stuff.
For those of you who haven't tuned in, Jeff and I have taken up an EverQuest addiction, which is slightly less expensive but only slightly less addictive than crack cocaine. But we also have been
There's
playing,
less smoking, though.
That's true. We've also been playing GTA 2. Which is a fun one.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Grand Theft Auto, I'm not sure you should because
yeah. Really, you shouldn't if you have, you know, children in your family or, you know, if you love humanity at all. But let me just say that, you know, running over squadrons of SWAT team and Secret Service agents is fun as hell.
You know, I think Grand Theft Auto is probably the epitome of anti-socialization in behavior.
Amoral game.
Because, you know, Quake is, you know, Quake, yeah, you run around, you shoot people, things like that. But Grand Theft Auto, out and out, is just about going out there and running over pedestrians, stealing cars.
You're supposed to be doing missions. However, once you, you know, use the cheat codes, then it doesn't really matter if you do missions or not. You can just go on bizarre shooting frenzies.
Yeah. Like that death match we had with rocket launchers, in which we kept missing each other, but still but conveniently blowing up
most
the landscape.
Of the block.
Yeah, the game itself, it's the missions which you're purportedly doing, you know, is things like deliver, you know, crack here.
Yeah.
Or
kind of
although
boring.
They've toned down the mission since Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 1, they were a little bit more raw. It was, you know, like
go steal a bike.
No, it's more like take this prostitute over here.
Yeah. Now you don't do anything quite so unsavory. I mean, you still blow up buildings and, you know, assassinate people. But, you know, there's a lot less sex. I must say that I love the radio broadcasts in GTA 2.
Yeah,
when you
that's
get in,
very, very well done.
When you get in the cars, they have the radio playing, and they have all sorts of kind of faux radio stations. There's like a religious channel, and there's a you know, like a punk rock channel and a, you know, a talk channel, and all of them are pretty pretty funny parodies.
Yeah, one of the things that Nate and I have been talking about, I think a valuable addition to it would be a more dynamic way of doing it. And you can actually put in MP3s and stuff like that so that it'll play that as the radio station. But I thought that a link to a cool website that simply would say, well, here's your category, because they do the categories based on what car you're driving in. So the category then, you know, if you're driving, say, a Trans Am, as they like to call it, you know, which has trance music, well, then you link into a website and, oh, this is our top-ranked trance song for this week and stuff like that. That would be an interesting
measure.
It would
be pretty cool.
So I've got a patent on it now. And
TranceAm.com. Now, actually, you know, what would be cool is if you had some sort of GTA world where you could go and have, you know, actually have a gigantic city where you could kill other people, you know, and every other person being a real netizen.
You have murdered in cold blood.
Would it have Britishing? because that's...
Oh.
Yeah, I know, dude.
Yeah, we
Potter's,
know about
Potter's
you
not, Potter's not going to pick up GTA 2 anymore until it has some sort of ability for you to go into a whorehouse. That's because you're a dirty boy, Potter.
Yeah, dirty, dirty boy.
It's just not real enough.
Right.
I gave the EverQuest a try, but, you know, just not real enough.
I don't want to talk about games all the time. We need to talk about real, hardcore geek things. I mean, you can't even play The Sims under Linux.
This is true. Well, we could also talk about Mission to Mars, which I don't think any of us have seen.
Nope,
I
haven't seen it.
I abstained, actually.
As he does from so many things, like church and respect. Mission to Mars, oh, none of us have seen it, but that's because the reviews have been so startlingly terrible.
No! Scathing.
Yeah, scathing begins to describe it. It's kind of like how they, I don't know, how they flayed the flesh off of John the... No, it's not John the Baptist. Was it John of Patmos that they Romans took all of his flesh off? I don't know. Well, anyway, it's like early Christian martyrdom.
But in film form.
There's no like redeeming spiritual karma accrued from this martyrdom.
No.
It's just senseless.
The description enough of the fact that one character lives on Mars in a canvas tent... that is tied down, and somehow the canvas is tight enough that it can resist the 400-mile-an-hour winds that will sweep across Mars, and also tight enough that the jungle that he's made inside to create his oxygen can survive. Oh, that was about enough for me. Let's see. The M&M's conspicuous product placement, that's been something everyone's mentioned. But you should read the review that we put up on Saturday on Vidon Slash.
Actually,
or
it's on Sunday.
Sunday. It's amazing. stunning. Beautiful. Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Potter. And Potter has a new computer that I'd like him to talk about.
Oh, my new picture book that I've been...
No, your CS64.
Well, that's... Yeah, it's the C1XS picture book, blah, 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 blah. And
it's cute.
It is. It's really small and cute. And, you know, I got it, and it took me a whole 2 seconds to fall in love with it. Because it's really small and really cute.
Why don't you give us some technical specifications,
yeah, why
Cowboy
you,
Neil?
Well,
you
know,
okay.
Why don't you
some
ramble
form of
a while
detail.
So Jeff and I can...
Check your email and do other things.
Can do something a little bit more interesting than broadcasting this tripe.
All right. Although the picture book is a mere 10 inches by 6 inches by 1.5 inch, it sports a fully functional Pentium 2 400 processor, 64 megs of RAM, and a 12 gig hard drive. But that's not all. On the side, you'll... wait a minute. This isn't a Sony commercial here. And it's got a card slot in it, you know, for networking
cards. And the FedEx
guy
didn't drop it.
Yeah, amazingly. The FedEx guy likes to stand outside the door and drop things while, you know, while he's waiting for us to come answer the door. That's always fun. Or sometimes you can see him through the door and he's shaking the package with an ear to it.
What are these guys getting now?
Oh, I bet this one's expensive. I'm going to kick it around. Sounds broken, most likely.
All right, keep going.
Keep going.
Now, is it BSD or Linux on there?
I tried FreeBSD and had some issues with it, so I ended up going with Debian. I probably will give FreeBSD another chance.
Issues, a.k.a. Cowboy Neil is a moron. Dumb. Dumb butt.
Hey, it didn't like the USB stuffs, and the CD-ROM drive is external with a pretty messed up interface.
Familiar with that from my Sony Vio Z505SX.
Yep, it's similar to like that, except worse, I found. The other thing is that I can't hibernate the disk because it doesn't have a hibernation partition. It uses a hibernation DOS file. And since I kind of messed up the DOS partition, hibernating is kind of out of the question anymore.
I particularly like Sony's answer when you ask them about the hibernation partition.
Well, yeah. See, I knew if I told them I was running another OS that they'd give me static, right? So I sent them an email, and I was like, well, you know, eerily enough, I can't suspend anymore. You know, I can't suspend in the hibernation. You know, can you tell me how to recreate that partition so that, you know, I can resuspend again? And never said anything that, you know, I installed another OS. And their reply was, well, we don't support other OSs. And somehow they guessed that I'd been messing with my machine. And their psychic,
I wonder why.
And their psychic tech support.
Excuse me, I was trying to set up AOL on my Windows 98 box, and I was wondering where the hibernation
partition.
And I whipped
out the hibernation partition accidentally.
Right.
But it was fun.
But anyway, you got Linux on it now.
Yeah,
so how much did that thing cost?
Entirely too much.
A little bit more specific, please. We'd like to... Oh.
But I think they're $2,300.
That's not bad. And you got the wireless LAN hooked up to it, so it's all...
I don't know exactly how much it was because my credit card bill hasn't come yet, but I'm, you know, right now I'm relishing it because it was free. I haven't seen a bill yet. You know,
Potter also took this approach to the Ronco salad shooter that he ordered 50 cases of.
Yeah, Ron Popeil makes my life better in oh so many ways.
Mr. Popeil.
I never bang my car doors up anymore. I've got that inflatable thing hanging in the garage. It's just like, look, it's a...
Hey, how about the pocket fisherman?
Oh, boy. All right, what else do we have in the news world?
Interview this week with Patrick Volker.
Oh, yeah.
Extremely cool guy. Talked to him on a couple occasions. Fellow deadhead.
Yep. Patrick is...
Submit your questions. It'll be a hoot.
And Slackware, I don't know, it seems like back in the day, Slackware was the first Linux distro that everyone ran. It was for me.
It was for me. Yes. Yeah, so Patrick is a cool guy. Ask him questions. We've actually been getting a lot of attention from national media type for the way we do our interviews. Because unlike some interviews where... Yeah, you know, I think effectively the interview and interviewee are mentally masturbating each other. Or other ones where it's...
Would you say that this new film that you've done is your greatest work ever?
Would you like to make some comments about your new book?
Exactly. Good. Thank you for your substantive reporting. Now, instead, you know, actually having the people who are interested in it ask questions.
Open it to the community.
Thank you, Nate. That's charming.
I actually don't have anything to do with it, so you should disregard that "we" on the beginning of that sentence.
They open it to the community. Anyway, so yeah, it's a. We're going to get a patent on that as well.
All
I
right.
Think. You know, I'm all for patenting everything now.
Yeah, well, someone tried it.
Oh, shoot. Anyway, so, yeah, we've been getting a lot of attention for that, and it's worked out well. Currently, we're trying to get Al Gore to do an interview, which I think would be what we would do actually for Gore is we would do a live interview and do it on IRC.
So, Gore, you invented the Internet. Is this true?
So you mean we wouldn't, like, fly him out here and do the interview on Geeks in Space?
No. That would be fun. That would be excellent.
Well, it's just another step in my plan to put a pie in the face of Al Gore.
Right. Okay. And that's why the Secret Service agents will be shooting John Potter. You heard it here first.
It's a pie, not a gun. Come on. It's not lethal. It's fun.
What kind of pie?
I was thinking banana cream.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, it sounds marvelous. Sounds marvelous. Another interesting thing to watch has been the Tim O'Reilly, Jeff Bezos. Tim has actually gotten quite a ways with Jeff Bezos talking about patents and why Amazon has done their one-click patent. Do a search on Slashdot. There's been a number of articles. RMS, of course, over the weekend said that they were all talking about the wrong things and that the boycott was in place and that any communication with the enemy... Well, he didn't say all that, but it was very RMS.
What are you doing behind enemy lines? Enemy... what?
Were you talking to him in something other than Emacs? Did you use the term canoe?
Anyway. So I'm hungry and I want to go eat pizza, so I think I'm going to leave now.
Okay, well
it was
Potter.
Nice having you on the show.
Thank you, Jeff, for joining us for this week on Geeks in Space. Next week, we hope to have Rob Commander Taco Malda as our guest.
And Kathy Lee Gifford.
And Kathy Lee Gifford, who will
They'll
explain why she's leaving. I did find it extremely amusing when we were at the gym this morning. Like, all of the people using the treadmills, all of the, you know, kind of 40-pluses using the treadmills were all just broken up about Kathy Lee leaving the show. And at one point during the show, they kind of all groaned simultaneously and go, "Oh, Regis!" These are the people who I see at the gym. No, you know, hot chicks in body suits or anything like that. It's Regis and Kathy Lee lovers.
I did have fun.
I've gotten angst
here.
There's
like 6 TV screens up there, and what I like doing is setting the channel for something different and then watching one. So I was watching the Psychic Friends Network. You know, there's that PSINet commercial. "We're not going to be the ones to lead them into the internet. We've been around for 80 years. I was watching that, or I was watching the Psychic Friends woman talk while listening to that, and that was an interesting juxtaposition.
Thank you, Psychic Friends woman. Anyway, faded back in music.
Oh, music, not me.
Goodbye.
Farewell. Auf Wiedersehen.
Adieu.